This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, hi. Good morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon on my end.
So the start of another busy week ahead, plenty going on to preview. But before we talk about the week ahead, what's happening in the markets where you are at the moment?
Sure. So let us highlight two key big movers last week. Firstly, will be on spot gold, that is XAU/USD. So spot gold actually had a very fantastic rally last week. So it ended last Friday with a weekly gain of 2.3%, and right now it's trading around that 2090 level mark. What's interesting over here is that last week movement in spot gold is the highest weekly gain so far seen at the start of this year, and also the most in terms of a weekly basis in the past 3 months. So it seems to us that the movement of this spot gold actually come in line with a much more softer US 10-year treasury yield that is getting rather soft below the 4.33 key medium-term resistance level. So bear in mind, do not forget that spot gold itself do not give you any fixed income coupon. And if we start to see a persistent softness in the US 10-year treasury yield, it could potentially lead to on much more this support for this ongoing bullish tone that's seen in spot gold. But for sure, as we share later on what are the key highlights to look out for this week, some of the key data that could also shape the potential movement of spot gold this week as well, because of the conduit between the dollar and as well as the US 10-year treasury yield. And also what's interesting over here is over the weekend, we do have OPEC Plus announcing their latest kind of a ministerial meeting where Saudi and the rest of the gang, the cartel, they are still in favor of reducing supply. That means, i.e., despite the fact that there are some talks that of lackluster demand, external demand from China, and as well as a potential softer patch in the global economy, they are still refusing to budge that potential, we call it a lesser demand, external demand for oil price. But however, they are more concerned about maintaining their market share in the oil market. So that's why they are in favor of extending this ongoing supply cut towards the summer month of this year. That means somewhere around June to July. So that actually causes the supply of oil to be lesser. And potentially, we see speculative elements coming back into the oil market. So if you look at the West Texas oil over here, so even ahead of the announcement over the weekend on Friday itself, the West Texas oil managed to actually record a weekly gain of close to 2%, to be precise, 1.9%, and surpass this range resistance that is in place since November last year, which is at this $78.40 per US dollar per barrel. So something to monitor going forward. If oil prices continue to remain elevated at around the $80 to $90 mark per barrel, looking at West Texas oil as a reference, that could actually reduce that narrative of that potential Fed dovish narrative where market participant has been highly anticipated since the start of this year. But even though the bets has been reduced, but market are still looking for around 3 to 4 cuts from the Fed potentially before 2024 ends.
Yes, it's going to be very interesting to see how that oil price rise and what OPEC Plus has done will affect inflation globally. And of course, we've got plenty of pointers to the inflation numbers this week, starting in Japan tomorrow with their latest inflation numbers and all the way to the end of the week with the US non-farm payroll data. Let's start with tomorrow and Japan.
Sure. So let's start with Japan first. Do not forget Japan itself right now, especially with the focus on the Nikkei 225, we have been rallying very strongly in the last 2 weeks or so. So today, the Nikkei 225 added on a further gain of close to 0.5%, bringing us right above the 40K psychological level. So today, the Nikkei 225 exact close will be at 40,110 level. So that's actually another kind of fresh all-time high level again. So for sure, market will be focusing tomorrow on the Tokyo inflation number. Okay, so this Tokyo inflation number is more like a leading inflation data for the nationwide Japan CPI that could be released around 2 weeks later. So for the Tokyo inflation, that will be in the month of February. So market will be focusing on the inflation that is the core inflation that is excluding food and energy. So the consensus forecast right now is they're actually expecting another round of uptick in inflation numbers, expectation to actually increase to 2.7% year on year for Tokyo inflation, that is ex food energy, that's called the core inflation rate, up from 2.2% that was printed in the month of January. So if we start to see the exact numbers come out within market expectation or within much more than forecast of 2.7% year on year for the core Tokyo inflation rate, that could actually signify to us that more or less Japan itself has more or less clearly exit from 20 year plus of sticky deflation environment. And right now we are now heading towards an inflation environment where corporation, businesses, and consumer may be forced to actually front load their spending plans ahead, or else things will get more expensive. So that could actually kind of boost economic growth, which also could support this ongoing medium term and major uptrend phases that's seen in the Nikkei 225. And most importantly, we could also start to see at more kind of an importance for BOJ to have much more reasons to actually remove their short-term negative interest rate policy. And bear in mind, that's the only central bank in the world right now that has a negative short-term interest rates, which is totally a strange outlier versus the rest of the world. So that could actually see a bit of yen strength coming into play as well, potentially.
And staying in your part of the world, we're going to hear from China. More specifically, its GDP figure under the microscope.
Yes, precisely. So for our audience in the rest of the world, that means not including Asia, China this week, from today, is actually kickstarting its national parliamentary session. So this nickname called Two Session in short. So in this two session, the second day, which is tomorrow, this is where the Premier Li Qiang will actually announce the official 2024 growth target for China and how will the top policymakers will be achieving this growth target. So the consensus that is actually being forming right up ahead of tomorrow's announcement will be that magic figure of around 5% for the 2024 expected growth target of China, GDP growth target of China. No change from last year. But what's market is interesting over here is, will there be any more additional targeted stimulus policy that's going to be announced tomorrow? Bear in mind, if you look at the last year or so, the top China policymakers coming from all the way up to the top, which is the President Xi, is actually in favor of much more sustainable economic growth policy rather than massive stimulus policy that they have in the past. So whatever policy they're going to announce tomorrow is already rather be much more narrowly focused. So market will see, will there be any more of such policy, especially targeting towards a boost in consumer spending? Like perhaps, would there be a consumer tax breaks that's being given as well as to buy, consumer products? Or would there be direct subsidies given to consumer? And as well as, would there be potential targeted stimulus on certain industry of China, especially they are actually in mind or in plan right now to actually focus on the high tech manufacturing sector, which is the semiconductor industry. So any of this much more targeted stimulus plan that is likely to be maybe announced, let's say if it's being announced tomorrow, that could actually keep this ongoing potential short-term rally in tech that's been playing out in the China stock market as well as the Hang Seng indices in the last 4 weeks. So that's for the Asia side of the story. Going forward, for sure, on the US side of the story, we do have another important event, which is Fed Chair Powell. We call it the semi-annual testimony to Congress, kick-starting from Wednesday. It will last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. But however, we do not see Fed Powell to jump the gun to deviate so much of the Fed speak that has taken shape last 2 weeks, where majority of the Federal Reserve officials are indicating they are in favor in no rush to actually cut interest rates. So for sure, I think Fed Chair Powell will play the same tone as well. So unless he wants to jump the gun. He sounds so confident. So more or less, market has really started to price in. The first cut will no longer come in March, as earlier anticipated. It has been pushed forward to June. And initially, at the start of this year, there's expecting of 6 Fed cuts. So right now, potentially, it could be 3 to 4. That is in line with what the Fed that is trying to transcribe to the market in their previous dot plot in December last year.
And Jerome Powell will have an eye on the following day after that testimony, Kelvin, because it's a non-farm payroll day. And if the jobs numbers exceed expectations, that could once again put an interest rate cut, even in June, in doubt.
Yes, precisely. So right now, it seems to us very interesting right now is that previous month of January, the non-farm payrolls data came in at the headline figures came in at 353K jobs added. So this time around, the consensus actually forecast a much lower bid number, expecting at 200K. So for sure, that could be very easily been beaten on the upside. So let's say if numbers came in as usual as the previous month at around 340 to even 350K jobs added. So that could actually kind of solidify that the US Federal Reserve is in no hurry mode to actually cut interest rates.
Okay, Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again next week. Have a great week.
Same to you, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.